It is 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at KEXP.org. My name is Troy Nelson. It is a wonderful day here at KEXP, not only outside, but inside as well, because we have none other than Israel Nash here for a live in-studio performance. So if you guys are ready, take it away.
Thank you.
You're listening to Israel Nash live here on 90.3 KEXP. That song called Woman at the Well from last year's excellent album, Rain Plans. Just doing some tuning up here and then go right into another song, please.
Thank you.
It is 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to Israel Nash live here in the KEXP live room. I'm really glad I'm not stoned right now because I might have just gotten completely lost. Thank you for bringing your beautiful music to Seattle.
Thank you for having us, Troy.
Absolutely. Can we introduce the band, Israel? You have a beautiful guitar, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and can we go around and introduce the band you got with you?
Yeah, on lead guitar we have Joey McClellan. On bass we have Aaron McClellan. On drums we have Joshua Fleischman. And on pedal steel we have Eric Swanson. And this is the guys on the album. This is the band.
This is the band. Can we all agree that the pedal steel might be the greatest instrument ever invented?
The church in the box.
It's really a church in the box, isn't it? You guys are, I'm assuming, are brothers?
Yes.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Israel, geographically, you've had a very interesting life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came from Missouri, and then you went to the big city. You went to New York City.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where you really started playing. Now, when you were playing in New York City, were you playing by yourself? Did it take a while to find a band?
Yeah, I mean, I was playing by myself a lot. And, there's a lot of, guys that you hire that just kind of come in, and it's not really a band feel. You know, it's kind of in and out. But
yeah.
I was always a guy in bands, you know. So
yeah.
After living there for a couple of years, I met Joey, and these guys had moved from Texas and come to New York, and then we made a record called Barn Doors, and then we made Rain Plans together. So we've been playing for about 5 years together and met in New York.
Right, because I just can't imagine being in New York with just an acoustic guitar and playing, coffee shops how you can even get noticed doing that, especially these days when so many people are making music. But there's obviously something stood out, and I think it was your first record or your second record that started to get some attention, but not necessarily in the United States. It was overseas, oddly, where people were saying, hey, have you heard this record? And some magazine put it in their top 10 albums of the year.
Yeah.
And then finally the word started trickling over back in the States, and now you're able to tour all over the country.
And that was a big part of KEXP. You know, I think that Kevin had discovered it, from a magazine in Europe or something, and
awesome.
You guys started playing it here. So
very cool. It's and this new record, it's a beautiful, I still call it new. It came out, it's new.
Yeah, we're playing it.
Within a year, it's a beautiful album, and it seems like each record just keeps stepping it up. You've got to work with Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
What was that like, and what is he like?
we all worked with Steve. Steve came to the barn in the Catskill Mountains. I told him, that we wanted to make a record out in this barn, and he was all on board.
But how did Steve Shelley get involved with this? Because I wouldn't picture him with this type of, sound or music. But, I know a lot of people love all different types of genres.
Yeah, Steve is definitely Shelley. That guy.
That's
he knows
awesome.
deep music catalog.
Yeah,
so,
wasn't he working on Towns Van Zandt's last
record?
Yeah,
he was working on the Towns Van Zandt last record. There were a lot of, little kind of, Americana. Of like Jules, he's a big fan in that kind of the folk thing. And
cool, I did not know that. That's why I was surprised. I was like, how did he get
involved? We were exchanging songs and stuff back and forth, and
awesome.
So we had a great time with Steve out in the barn,
really sweet guy.
Very cool. And also, I was going to ask about Dripping Springs, Texas.
Yeah.
Now, that is a town I've never heard of.
Yes. It's west of Weird, it's 30 miles west of Austin, so it's still kind of part of that kind of vibe, but it's the gateway to the hill country. So.
And that's where you reside right now?
Yeah, I've got some land there, I've got the ranch, and that's where, we're going to make the record.
What led you to Dripping Springs, though? Did somebody, a friend of yours, live there at one time?
No, it was, honestly, these guys had wanted to go back to Texas, and I was interested in Texas as well, and I wanted to kind of be near the Austin area, and my wife had found a place, for rent, in Dripping Springs, Texas, with a bunch of land. So we hadn't even seen it, and we just went down there, fell in love with it, and then bought a place.
Amazing.
Bought some land. So,
I love Austin.
Yeah, it's
I
a
love
great
it
place
down
to
there.
Be.
Wow, that's wild. Yeah. Where at Missouri exactly did you grow up? What town?
From the Ozarks, we moved around a lot, but Lebanon, Missouri is a place that I live, junior high and high school, but we moved around a lot. But Missouri, the Ozarks, it's a different speed. And
yeah, I went to Missouri when I was a kid a couple times. We would travel a lot to the South because my parents were really big fans of the Atlanta Braves baseball team. So we would go to Atlanta all the time. We would drive.
Yeah.
And we would stop in Missouri, and I went to Branson, Missouri many
times.
Now, what do you have to say about Branson, Missouri? What can you tell people that have never been there?
Well, it's tough to talk about that because, Branson has this place called Silver Dollar City that's, this theme park, and it's the only, theme park in Missouri at that time when I was a kid, And so that's a place you went on vacation when you were,
Absolutely.
So I can say that it's pretty awesome. There's this ride called Fire in the Hole that hasn't changed in 40 years or something. And I still want to ride it.
Sounds kind of dirty, actually. but it's the town is just strange. When I was a kid, it was just all country music, and like Conway Twitty had his own building.
Yeah, they have their own like buildings, their own theaters.
Their own theater.
We can't share a theater. We have to have them.
This
ourselves.
Is mine. Yeah. Totally. And then they would show up every once in a while and play. But yeah, that's amazing.
We need our own theater, I think. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you've been on an amazing journey, and obviously the right journey. And I know that listeners have been responding really, really well to your music, and I can't wait to hear some more music. And I know our listeners would love to. So if you guys got a couple more songs, we'd love to hear them.
Gladly. The song is called Rain Plans.
It is Israel Nash live here on KEXP.
Oh, love is all we need.
You're listening to Israel Nash live here on 90.3 KEXP. That song called Rain Plans from the album of the same title. Highly recommend picking up Rain Plans. Beautiful record, and they've got one more for us here. A song title that I don't think I can pronounce, but I'll leave that up to you, Israel.
This is a song about the late, great James Brown. It's called Rex Animarum. Old Jimmy Brown. Someone told me that he had just died. I lowered my head and I started to cry. I stood on 125th Street and I said, "You're seeing it loud and black and proud. Oh my baby, truck stop bed. She was licking her hands and they was awful sweaty. She said her mother died in Brooklyn just yesterday. And I said, "Betty, you just hold your horses, 'cause soon they're gonna be changing courses.
We'll be right back. Israel Nash live here on 90.3 KEXP. What an awesome sound. Go see them tonight. Going to be playing at the Sunset in Ballard. This is a must, especially for that venue. So if you are in and around Ballard tonight, you have to go to the show. I'm just telling people they have to.
Great.
They don't
have
a choice.
They have to.
They have to go until the place fills up, of course. And then, you know. But amazing sound. Thank you so much. You're going to go on to Spokane after that. So for any of our listeners that are going to be in Spokane on Sunday, February 15th, they'll be at the Big Dipper. And then you guys go on to Oregon. And then you're going to Boise. And anything after that?
Yeah, I think we're just going to, Colorado, and then we're going to be home for a little bit and then hit it for South By and keep going, so.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by KEXP.
Thank you so much, Troy.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. That was Israel Nash live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.